Well, the Beltway Express lanes in Virginia opened early this morning. That means you finally have access to those two extra lanes going in each direction between the Mixing Bowl in Springfield and just north of the Dulles Toll Road. WTOP's Max Smith has been out to have a look at them, and he joins us now to clear up any questions you may have about the lanes. First of all, how do drivers use these lanes, Max?
Well, so there are a number of signs as you come up on the few entrances to the express lanes that kind of explain it. But basically, first of all, you need to have an easy pass. It's an easy pass. A normal easy pass will work fine if you're going to pay the toll. That means you're getting on, you agree to pay whatever the variable toll rate is, and you're going to pay it. But if you want to be in the lanes for free, you need the Easy Pass Flex, which is a new transponder in Virginia. It does cost you $1 a month unless you only use it for the HOV3 lanes, but it has a little switch on it that says, I'm in a carpool, don't make me pay this toll. So that's the primary thing you need before you get in the lanes, but you also need to know that these are different from HOV lanes. You can't just cruise in there and or say that at certain times of day it's okay. These lanes, 24/7, 365, you have to be three or more people in the car with the Easy Pass Flex to ride for free. Motorcycles ride free also. Or you have to agree to pay whatever the toll is at that particular time.
And you said that toll is variable.
Yeah, so it varies based on how many people are using the lanes. And that includes the cars that are using the lanes for free. And the idea being that that will maintain the speeds at a minimum of 45 miles an hour, ideally at that speed limit of 55 miles an hour, by raising tolls to a point where people will no longer find it worthwhile to pay and would rather just sit in the traffic. So say in rush hour, where is that value for you? Because maybe that extra 40 minutes of sleep that you get, that you miss by sitting still on the beltway, it'd be worth it to you to pay the $15 or so that is predicted to be that kind of mid-average rush hour toll if you were going end-to-end of $1.25 a mile.
So are these lanes monitored automatically?
So it's electronically tolled, like the ICC, no toll booths. Everything is done with Easy Pass, but there are real people out there watching for people who are violating the rules. There are state troopers dedicated, paid for by Transurban, the company that's operating the lanes for VDOT, to watch and check when those cars come by that were marked as carpools, make sure that they really are carpools. There are also cameras on the lanes. So there are plenty of things keeping an eye on people, including if you try to use the lanes without Easy Pass. Being out there, especially as so many of us drive around on autopilot all the time, it's kind of easy to be in the left lane and say, oh, I want to stay in the fast lane and kind of just drift into the hot lanes. These were what we used to call the hot lanes, now the express lanes, at the beginning just south of the American Legion Bridge or at the Mixing Bowl. If you do that, you can get out of the extra $12.50 you'll be charged if you get a citation in the mail by logging on to the express lanes website and saying, oops, I screwed up. I'll pay $1.50 instead of $12.50 on top of the toll.
All right. The express lanes just opened at 2 o'clock this morning, and already we've had two accidents. So
yeah, two accidents, only a few cars going in there so far, because it's not a Saturday morning is not really the time it's meant to be the most useful. But that's when the tolls are lowest. So people trying to take it for a test drive, apparently not going so hot.
Okay, Max, thanks.